But love calls, love calls, love calls your name. Me, my new. That's Kim by Kim. So, yeah. Shut up.
Welcome back to the second portion of episode 10 of the Grand Cast.
I'm not multi-talented. I'm barely single-talented.
I'm here with Bullshit. Dom. Getting into some mini segments here.
Mini segments. Mmm. The most tasty of all segments by far. Yeah. You ever notice that Fig Newtons suck and then you get a mini Fig Newton and they're actually really good?
Oh, man. I haven't had a Fig Newton in a long time. They're good. I always enjoyed them.
I haven't had one since my grandma died because I got rid of all the old people trying to hand me old cookies. Mm-hmm. But other than that, when I did have her around, she would hand me mini Fig Newtons. She's very up on the style, so. It's cool. Shout out to Gramps. Yeah. Grams.
Grandparents are great. All kinds of fun treats.
They're all right. Okay, a little outdated, though.
All right, so the first mini segment is about the Grand Cast intern. I had hired a guy to be an intern for the show.
Hired an intern for you? What did he do?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He didn't fucking show up. Very first night, or very first day, which was last night. For Andy's podcast, calls in sick. Says he's got meningitis. Whatever.
Call in sick.
Meningitis. Whatever the fuck that is. It's
is this up. Real?
Yeah.
This is a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
Oh my god. All right. And so he called in sick. Yeah.
So he's fired.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Fuckface.
So I'll be looking to start like making some offers to hire a replacement intern next week. But I just want to update you guys on. What was happening there?
What the fuck? What was his job going to be? What was he going
to
do?
Just to handle like the recording and the post-production editing and posting it online, social
media.
Too
much pressure.
Yeah, but it's good experience for a college kid.
No, his first step into showbiz, you should have got him off at something smaller. You should have had him be like the elevator guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
So maybe I need multiple interns doing more simple tasks.
How do you get multiple interns?
You just post it on like Craigslist.
It's this nice apartment. People just want to be in this place. Hopefully, if you stay here long enough, you feel like you can inherit an apartment. Like someone will move out and you can just sneak right in. Yeah. Like, where's all your furniture? I don't have any, but I'm going to stay for a while. Fuck it.
All right. So the next segment is called Read Me Song Lyrics. So I've printed off a section of a song here that I'd like for you to read, please.
In my own voice?
However you would like to do it.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. Scared to rock the boat, girl, and make a mess. So I said, quietly agree politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Hey! Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice. You hear that sound like thunder gonna shake the ground. This is like auto-tune, but not really. This is auto-tune without auto-tune, which is how terrible this sounds. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all. I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger. A fighter dancing through the fire. Cause I'm a champion and you're gonna hear me work. Louder than a lion. Cause I'm a champion and you're gonna hear me roar. boom, boom, boom. Your neighbor's like, what the fuck? You're gonna hear me roar. Cause now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I earned my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. Sponsored by Tito's Vodka.
Thank you for that.
Yep. That was... You have that recorded! And this is how much I fuck with you. I'm like, fuck it. Give it to the people. Give them what they want. They've been waiting on an album release coming soon. Grilled Cheese and Sunday Afternoons by Dom Perignon. Facts. Yeah. Not facts.
You should cover Katy Perry's Roar again.
I didn't even know what that was until the middle of it. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm singing Katy Perry like Cool and Gangster.
Yeah. Fuck it. I like it. Thank you.
Shit, dude.
The next segment is called Guess My Number. So I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 1 million.
Okay.
Greater than or equal to 1, less than or equal to 1 million. And you get one chance to guess what it is.
666.
I'm sorry, that's
you look like Diana Grace. So I forget that's what it was.
I look like...
I feel like the Antichrist would be super assuming and try to blend in. Unassuming. He would just be like, hey, guys, what's up? I tried to noop. He would be like, oh, you're the Antichrist! Yeah. Shh, don't tell anybody. Just give me a 5 rating and move on.
The next segment is called Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Okay.
We're going to play a game of Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Oh, God. I am so competitive. Yeah. I hate losing.
So this will be 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Okay. All right. Shit. You cheated. fucking cheated. You had paper underneath your rock.
2 out of 3?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Ha!
All right.
Ah! 2 out of 3, motherfucker. You cheated the first time, though. He didn't cheat, world. I'm just kidding.
Next segment is called Improvise an Ad for... Damn it, I forgot to change this again. I have dot, dot, dot. It's supposed to be dot, dot.
For dot, dot?
It's called the Heller Ellipsis. Josh Heller is trying to make this happen, and I'm advocating for it.
The Heller Ellipsis? So it's instead of 3 dots, it's 2 dots?
Exactly. You save time typing it. You save ink on the paper. It's just better in every way.
What is the difference?
1 dot.
1 dot. All right.
So if you would
introducing
mind.
To you by the makers of the ShamWow and the Hover Round. Comes the brand new product from Heller Incorporated. Hella dots. I want to do something, but I don't want to use as much ink as the last guy. I want to be able to pause in the middle of the sentence, but I don't want to take too long. I got to catch the bus. I got something for you. It's called the Heller Ellipsis. Designed exclusively in the fields of Colorado by a bunch of people smoking weed and thinking of random shit. We have the Heller Ellipsis. 2 dots instead of 3. Oh my god, all the ink we're saving! With all that ink, you can write more checks, write more love notes, write more letters, except for nobody writes anymore because everyone is typing with hypothetical ink. Still, don't worry about it, you're saving hypothetical sources. So if you need yourself some ellipsis, but you don't want to spend all that time and you got shit to do, go ahead and come on down to Heller Incorporated to get yourself one of them Heller ellipses on sale right now for, hey, fuck it, 1 cent, because this is all hypothetical anyway. Shipping and handling costs more. It's about $30 more. Yeah. The ding was the best part. That was the best part. Oh my god, that was fucking fun.
I'm glad I could contribute to
that. That was so much fun. That was awesome. The ding. That was he nailed it. I love that ding. I'm a big fan of the ding.
Yeah.
Oh shit, dude.
Alright, this segment is called Affirmation. So, Dom, I really enjoyed when you're the co-host on Newsflash.
Neat.
At com.
Thanks, man.
And I loved your stand-up about Luckies, even though now I know
it was all fake.
It was still hilarious.
You ever get the comedian who's like, I swear to God, this is true, and it's just like, you're fucking lying. That's how I know you're lying. I swear I wrote a bunch of those in that thing. I think I threw that stand-up set away the other day, because I looked at it and I was like, you were lying through this entire thing. I've envisioned people pissing on me. It was imagination. I think about it all the time. No, I'm just kidding. But I do. I'm just kidding. But I do.
I loved your stand-up, and I hope to see you do more comedy in the future.
Come on Tuesdays.
Tip Top Deluxe.
Yeah.
West Side.
And on Mondays, you can tell which jokes are mine because I write the wordy ones. That they're just like, what, politics, what? That's me. Those are the ones that I write. I write all the ones that they are nervous to say. Just kidding. I love you guys.
All right. This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
I keep grabbing this thing like it's like a fucking safety blanket. It's the bottle of vodka. Let me think. What is something that I remember? Jeez. The only thing that I can remember is that, I don't know, fucking, God, I don't want to tell a story. But I do at the same time. All right. So this kid, I grew up in foster care. We went to Montana on a donated trip one time. It was fucking awesome. I got to see the wide open plains, bunch of shit that a city kid has never even seen. A lot of you guys talk about, oh, let's go to the lake. You have to understand there is this decent section of the population that don't, what are you talking about? What lake? Ricky Lake? Like, that's what we mean by that. It's like, fuck, I don't know what water is. So we go to Montana. I get to see all this wide open shit. It is with a group of kids from rehab. So part of this thing is that we sit around this campfire and we talk about therapeutic things. Okay. We're sitting there, we're talking, and there's this one kid. I'm not going to name names. I won't even put his, he was Asian, but he was that kid and he was a cool kid. He was all right, actually, but he was kind of actually super fucking weird, but he comes around with the story and, he fucked a goat one time. Basically, he came out with that at the, like you have to understand, like this is like a confessional campfire, but it's a soft confessional campfire. We've been fucking moving around all day. We're tired. All we want to do is eat a snack and go to bed. So everybody's doing light confessionals. So I'm like, yeah, one time I was at the store. I told Laffy Taffy, move on. Boom. Next kid is like, yeah, one time, like, I told this kid that his shoes were ugly and I felt kind of bad. Move on. Boom. This kid whips out, I fucked a goat, like, at the campfire. And, like, you know what? I realized at the tender age of, like, 15 and, like, 8 months or some shit that I was a shitty human being because I couldn't even stay there. I had to walk inside. Me and who was my best friend at the time walked inside and literally just died. And, like, it was one of those things where you're laughing, but you really feel super bad because it's like, he was so vulnerable at that moment, but he fucked a goat! Who says that? That is a secret that you bury. Like Hoffa, you bury that shit under a housing development and don't let anyone know. Let me tell you something. I will not neither affirm nor deny that I have fucked a wild animal in my life, but you'll never get that, WikiLeak. You'll never get it, because I'll never tell anyone. And that is one of the, just because, and there's a bunch of shit that goes with it, but it resonated throughout the rest of my teenage life. Just all, I mean, like, we had a Christmas list, because they had a list, and you would, they had your name and you would write down what you wanted for Christmas because I was like, we don't have parents here. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, they would donate shit. And someone wrote a goat next to his name. Like, it was just like this thing. It was like a boomerang. It was like a comedic boomerang. It would just come back around every fucking couple months. And so, yeah. I think that's like one of the things, you know, I think of. Actually, okay, last part about this. But our therapist and our manager got fired. I was rummaging through their old office for blank CDs because Soulja Boy Tell 'Em just came out and I needed that.
And so I was trying to burn a CD, found the CD, I learned what copulated meant via this kid's case file, because it was with a goat.
Mm.
That's a fact.
Hmm.
It's insane. So yeah, that was my favorite childhood memory, that time that other teenager told me that he fucked an animal.
All right.
That's why I can't not swear at anything, because my life has been so eventful. Vodka, hey.
The next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
What am I looking forward to? If I am being honest with my spiteful, egotistical self, vindication. And also, no, seriously, what I'm looking forward to is... really employing the strategy that I've like just stayed on for a long time and being like, cause I really feel like it's going to work. I guess that's what it is. It's the scariest part of how I feel right now in this current moment. Cause it's like, I have no evidence that this will be a successful venture, but I have a feeling, which is something that I never like to go off of. I don't like it. There's no evidence or facts behind said feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I'm really looking forward to employing this strategy because, I mean, like, you know, from yourself to Aaron out there to fucking, you know, everybody who's in the scene, Kristen, fucking everybody, you know what I mean? Just randomly throwing out people, Andy, you know what I mean? All those people. I all think, and, you know, this is the parental side of me, coming out, I all think that these people should not be doing what they're doing, but should be just doing comedy all the time. Hmm. I think they should be getting paid for the shit. I think that's how I feel about it. Like, it would make me happy to no end if we could all walk into an office where we all had our own office and we were just writing jokes. Like, that was our job. Like, I look at that because I work 3 jobs and all of them are shitty. And I'm like, I want to do that for a living. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to, is just making moves and seeing if it works. And, you know, the thing is, like, even if I do it and it fails, they won't say that you didn't have some balls. You know what I mean? At least you fucking tried. You know?
Mm-hmm. And you got some experience to build off of on whatever the next thing is.
Oh, fuck that. If I try this shit and it doesn't work, there's no next thing. I'm just going to keep trying for a super long time because... this is all I want. You know what I mean? This is all I want to do, is produce television. That's the only thing that I want to do. And I'm very well versed in knowing what I do and don't want to do. If anything, I know that for sure. So, for sure.
All right. This next segment is called Plug Your Social Media and Upcoming Events.
I'm going to actually use that time to tell you that I'm pouring this vodka in this red wine. Because I want to expedite time.
Vodka into... we opened a bottle of Merlot, I believe.
Yes, Merlot.
We decided on.
Yeah, it's...
it's a 2-buck chuck from Trader Joe's.
You know what? And I hate when people say this, but I feel like it's super appropriate. You are such a trooper. You are such a trooper because I've listened to the other podcasts. I don't know if anybody was getting lit like this.
Not quite to that level.
I literally have a party store mix over here. Like, whatever you need. I need some wine. I got some beer. I got some vodka. It's my day off, people. My social media. I got @CHA_BOA. Holla at Chaboy. You know what I mean? On Twitter. Other than that, I don't have a lot of social media right now.
BOA?
Yeah, CHA_BOA. On Twitter. That's my shit right now. But, and I will be outreaching so to let you guys know that this is going on. I will have social media relatively soon, but it's only to correlate with projects that I'm doing. It's not my personal shit.
Mm-hmm.
Look, dude, if you want my opinion on literally, literally anything, you can come find me and I will give it to you. I'm sure you can attest to this. But me, myself, personally, I don't like putting that shit on the internet. Because my cynical side says, you can make money off of it. Why give it away for free? Fuck it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Upcoming events, Tip Top Deluxe every Tuesday.
Upcoming events, Tuesday, every Tuesday, we got the Tip Top doing stand-up. We're kind of funny, but not really. Fucking Newsflash, I mean, not just Newsflash. Dog Story Theater, No Outlet, comedy shit. You know what I mean? Best thing about No Outlet is that you get to see all the talent walking through. And it's every Monday. I mean, that's the best. That's the coolest thing I get, I think. Or I don't know if it's like the coolest thing, but it's something that I like in the reaction of when I tell people about it. And they're like, so what Tuesdays is it? And I get to say, or what Monday is it? And I get to say every Monday.
7 p.m. It's
every fucking Monday. You know what I mean? Like that, man, I don't know if this is meant for this, but I'm going to use it anyway for this point. Shout out to fucking Aaron Becker for making something consistent. You know what I mean? That is, to me right now, like that is her opus. You know what I mean? Like she has made something that happens all the time. There's been so much, you know, if you know anything about the hip hop scene around here, the hardcore scene, basically East Town, you know, I come from the bricks where it is like start and then just stop. So it's like to meet somebody who is actually doing the shit consistently on their game, it's what's up. And so that happens every Monday. Tip Top every Tuesday with Jordan hosting it. Funny motherfucker. I got Laugh Fest on the 18th at Dog Story. Come check it out. But it's a children's show, so I'm not going to be speaking like this at all.
What time?
It's, I don't fucking know. Ask Amy. Fucking probably 4, 5. I took the whole day off for it. I know that. And I have sketches going up on the 3rd and the 10th. They will be of middling to good quality, depending on how prepared I am at the time. So
where are those going up?
They're going to be at Dog Story. So they're going to be one of the features on a Monday at No Outlet.
I'll be there.
Dude, fuck yeah. And I have a bunch of shit. Like, I'm trying to throw a show for at least around my birthday, if not on my birthday, at Fusebox.
All right.
Podcast coming soon and the internet show. So it's a relatively packed schedule. If someone wants to just donate me a shit ton of money so that way I could actually have room to actually do this shit, that would be fucking awesome. 10 grand will do. Anybody got it in their pocket? Somebody. Somebody has it in their pocket. Give it up to Dom. I will get naked for it. It won't be impressive, but you'll still get to see it.
All right, and the final segment is called Just the Tip.
Oh my god.
Not like that.
So, the only intern you have in here is a screen guard, because every time you ask me a question, I am fucking cracking up. And that is the shittiest place to be in the building. I mean, just with these big old soup coolers over here. Excuse me, I'm black. I can say that.
If you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Where? Everywhere in Grand Rapids.
However you like to do it.
Fuck everywhere else, because I'm speaking to Grand Rapids right now. If you're an aspiring comedian in Grand Rapids, and this is the thing, I am a person on the same level as you. I am on the same level as you. I am not, you know what I mean? I believe I got a lot of potential, but I still have a lot of development to do. So it's not a person looking at it as a person who's accomplished anything or someone who feels like they're in a position to give you valuable advice. This is what I do know. The phrase fake it till you make it is fucking real as fuck. You know what I mean? Because if you're trying to do anything outside of just do this as a weekend hobby or have a story to tell your grandkids, oh, I did comedy that one time. If that's who you are, I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to the people who actually want to build a future out of this. You have to fake it till you make it, because, you know, outside of people outwardly negating your vision, there are people who are just going to be apathetic about it, and don't let that fuck you up in the head. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding. Keep seeing it as an actual job. Somebody told me one time when I had basically no place to stay and no job and no money, and I was trying to go get a job, they said, you know, you have to make the art of getting the job, applying for the job, a job within itself. And so I put on a tie every day and I fucking applied for jobs and I got 3 of them bitches. You know what I mean? And I kept them ever since. That's how you have to treat this comedy shit. Fucking, it's a job. It's your actual job. It's tomorrow. There's a shit ton of things that I would want to go do, but I'm not going to do any of those things until I finish my jokes like a good boy, because that's what you're supposed to do. So just keep faking it till you make it, and eventually you're going to make something out of it. You're going to make a living out of it. And that is real. That is something that I can tell you. Even if I'm not amongst you, I know that the person who grinds the hardest will get the gold. So keep grinding, man. Hey.
All right. Thank you very much for being here today, Dom. It's been a pleasure.
Fuck that. Thank you for letting me here. This is what's up. I got to rant for you. Let me do my favorite thing for like presumably 2 hours and 10 minutes when I'm thinking it's around.
Yeah.
My internal clock's pretty good because I don't have a smartphone.
Yeah.
But thank you, man. You literally are one of the more important people in Grand Rapids for having a platform for people to explain what the fuck they're on. Please keep it up. Wherever you live at, please keep doing this because we need it for sure.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I almost Donald Trump handshaked you just a minute ago.
He yanked me.
Get the fuck over here, kid. Nah, but I won't do that. I was doing that last night, though, because I was drunk shit.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another episode of The Grandcast.
Bye.
Eyes in the sky, gazing far into the night. I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through? Into the night, I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through?